Ian's Gone Postal. Episode 3. Dudley Moores versus the Swiss.
You look stressed.
I'm not stressed.
Two Eyes, what's your verdict?
He's pure stressed, man. Just check his eyes. Looks like he's going to go deer hunter any minute.
And there you have it. To the pub with you.
But MasterChef's on.
What?
Pub.
No.
Aye.
No.
Feeling any less stressed?
I'm trapped inside this Ned dungeon. And I'm missing MasterChef.
If Wallace and Tarod were the central focus of your evening, then you need to be here. Pint? Whiskey? Vino?
It was an Eastern European special too. I was really looking forward to it.
Booze! Now!
Fine. Lager tops.
What?
No, that's not right.
A shandy then.
I really don't think you're taking this seriously. You have issues with stress that need resolved, and a bloody shandy isn't going to cut it.
Just hold him there. I'll sort this mess out.
Mess? What are you even doing here?
She's still a valuable employee.
Valuable? She hasn't turned up to work for the past 2 years.
That cuts me deep, man. Make sure he doesn't move.
You're for it now.
What does she mean? This is going wicker, man, and you know it. What did your therapist say? Trust your own judgment. You think this is going to go end in some ceremonial burning? Then just get out. Go home. Watch MasterChef.
3 hours and a lot of strong booze later.
Love life?
You know, love. Sex. Shaggy shaggy.
Does my hand count?
Not even Tinder?
Oh, piss off.
Come on. It's not like you're brutally ugly.
Cheers.
I'm serious.
Nah, whatever's in the mirror, it's beyond that. I mean, who wants some failed little posh twat with a philosophy degree and someone who's been mentally scarred from a fatherless childhood and a mother who...
Aye?
Nah, not tonight. I'm going to the loo.
Right, I'm lending this miserable bastard a hand. Smile!
What? Oh, no. Come on. It's...
What are you doing?
If he's not going to do anything about his stress issues, then I am.
You setting up a Tinder profile?
Damn straight.
Sound.
And done. What now?
He's it here. You swipe right to light him.
And?
So just swipe right. And a match.
She decent?
Why are you smiling? Give it here. Oh no.
5 minutes later.
Aveen's smiling at you, weird. Is that a good smile? No, that's not a good smile.
Well, it's about time.
Evening, Sarah. Wait, what?
I mean, I figured there was something between us, but it's nice to finally know for certain.
Eh?
Stop playing hard to get. We've done the duff pit already. Seriously? The Tinder match?
Oh, Aveen. Oh, you absolute bastard.
I'll be over there by the bar. Don't be a stranger.
Sure thing. You... I leave you alone for 5 minutes. 5 whole minutes.
I just wanted to make you happy. Old Maggie grabbed it and she just swiped right on everyone.
What? Where the hell is she?
Playing pool with two eyes. Oh, no.
Oh, that.
Wait! Andre the Swiss.
You absolute bastards.
Me now, posh lad.
See you lot coming out here, taking our jobs.
Have you even got a job?
Aye. Sorry. I bet you want it, don't you?
Oh, Maggie, you absolute dick. What type of...
Yes, she's a dick.
Stay the hell out, you acid.
I've had enough of this shite. Square go, I'll rub your head off.
Not before I do.
I said nay now.
Enough.
The next morning.
Where the hell am I? Holy shit, my head! My nose feels like it's... Oh no. The bar. And who the hell is that? Is she naked? Is she a she? She smells like a she. Shit, she's facing the wall. Dark hair, fair skin. She looks quite cute from behind.
Can I call you daddy?
Ah! Where did you come from?
Giles, give us 5.
Daddy.
No, Giles. Well, that was a pleasant surprise.
Sarah, what am I doing here?
What?
I remember getting boozed up on booze and then being punched in the face. But how did I end up in here? And why am I naked?
Well, your nose got bust open. I rescued you from the pub. You came back here and...
You took advantage of me.
What? I'm starting to think I'm the one that's been taken advantage of.
How?
You came back here, opened up about a few things, started crying on my shoulder, and one thing led to another. I mean, we already had matched on Tinder, so it's not that big a leap.
Aveen set up a fake profile.
Are you serious? Brilliant. Just when I thought you might actually be different to the rest of them. You're just the same, and in their little jokes.
That's not fair.
Take responsibility for your damn actions. I'm a single mother to 2 beautiful boys who...
2? There were 7 of them when I came over first time round.
Aye, that'll be their friends. I get it. They told you I'm pregnant, Sarah. And you saw me as some kind of village bike who everyone's had a go on. That bloody name.
I didn't...
I'm more than that bloody name. Get out. Get changed and get the hell out of my house now.
Wait, I'm...
Now!
I was just trying to rescue your hand.
Fancy explaining that to pregnant Sarah.
Oh, fine. I shouldn't have set up the profile. Should have kept my nose out of it. Might have helped you avoid your nasal trauma too.
Are 2 eyes and old Maggie okay?
2 eyes ended up in A&E. Old Maggie's in the lockup. We've also probably got another turf war now with the Swiss lads down Little Zurich.
Where the hell is that?
You know the Greggs in the High Street?
Yep.
Just round the corner. And now 2 eyes is out of action. I need you to do the deliveries there.
What? No chance, not after last night.
Be brave, good Sir Ian. Besides, you're the only one in the depot, so no is not an answer. Want a stab vest?
That a joke?
Maybe.
Jesus. This place is like a ghost town. At least it means you're going to go get your round done quicker and the Master Chef and the iPlayer. Oh, shit. Blind John. Would you look at the size of that bloody dog now? Good effort, Tiddles. If he just stands still with a going by, worth a shot. Deep breath. Bollocks.
Who's there? Friend or foe?
It's me, John. Postie Ian.
What the hell are you doing hiding away like that?
Sorry. You looked like you were having a nice walk and I didn't want to disturb you.
Nice walk? The bloody turf war with the Swiss has kicked off again. No one will be having a nice walk for a good while.
Is this one massive practical joke?
Joke? If Charlie was in better shape, I'd let her loose on you. Actually, where's my stick?
Whoa. Calm down, I get it, not a joke. Can I have a little bit of advice then? I've had to pick up 2 Eyes' deliveries to Little Zurich since he ended up in a small A&E situation. What do I do?
Seriously?
Seriously.
You wearing a stab vest?
No.
3 Hail Marys. I'd light a candle for you down the church. Come on, Charlie.
Seriously?
Thoughts and prayers.
Okay. Here's Greg's. Turn right and then Little Zurich. Deep breath. And go. Is this Little Zurich? It looks exactly the bloody same as the rest of this shithole. What the hell is everyone else complaining about? I mean... Oh, wait. Oh, is that Andre and a bunch of the lads up by that takeaway? Goodness sake. Oh, and what's the address on that bill? Yeah, the takeaway.
Stop right there, Mr. Postman.
Sorry, I'll be going now. Pardon me.
But we could always go for round two, no? What are you doing around here anyway? Do you have a death wish?
I just needed to deliver this letter.
Is this a bill? You and your little friends abuse me down at the pub, and then you deliver me a bill?
What? No, I didn't abuse you. I wants to punch Two Eyes too. You did me a favour.
Lies. You are racist, post officer. You never learn. Perhaps you'd like to meet your deity.
I'm a bit of an atheist.
Two Eyes, then. Down at the A&E department.
Look, just let me go. I've got no beef with the Swiss.
And there it is again. The Swiss.
Wait. What the hell is that on the front of this bloody takeaway? Mashanka? Babka? Stronzrakini? Like, you lot aren't Swiss. What hell is all this racist bollocks?
Exactly.
What? No, wait. You can't just culturally misappropriate another nationality.
Exactly.
And stop saying exactly.
Stop calling us Swiss, then. We're from...
Belarus?
Yep.
So you're telling me that his lot have been scrapping for 5 years just because we thought they were from Switzerland?
It would appear so, but no more. Just tell Two Eyes to start calling them Belarusian and then we're all good.
You might have to have a few runs at that one.
Just do it, please.
Fine. How did you know?
Well, it's not just matters of philosophy that I have extensive knowledge of.
Being an egomaniacal wanker with a saviour complex too.
I have also obtained extensive knowledge of the geography of traditional cuisine, with the help of Wallace, Tarode, and MasterChef.
Are you serious? We've been saved by some posh twat who knows about foreign food.
And with that, I think I shall call it a day.
Off home to celebrate with your shite TV show.
Not quite yet.
Can I come to you, Daddy?
Is your mum in, wee man?
She is. Give us a minute, will you, please, Giles?
Okay.
I honestly expected more from you.
What can I do? I totally misread the situation. I was so far out of line this morning. I just assumed...
That what they said was all true? You thought you'd woken up next to this easy girl who just sits in her council house and lives off all these kids she's been popping out. Yeah?
But they never told me anything.
So you just assumed it. That makes it even worse.
Let me know how I can make this right.
I honestly don't know if you can. It's pretty messed up now.
I know.
I'm a mum to two wonderful boys. I worked damn hard to give them a good life, and I'm doing an open uni course on the side so that I can get them the hell out of here and give them the life they deserve. You turn up with your degree and posh accent, and I think to myself, this guy's different. This guy seems nice.
Thanks.
But you're just the bloody same. I'm not sure you can make this right.
Can I buy you a coffee or something? Maybe we can talk it through.
No. Not now. I think it's best you go.
I really am sorry.
I know.
Can I call you Daddy?
Look, Giles, I'm not your daddy, okay?
I know.
Would it really make you feel better if you could?
Yes.
Then maybe just for a short while, okay?
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Ian was played by James Kane. Sarah by Yvonne Smith. Blind John by Evans Dixon. Yvine by Kirsteen Swinney. Andre by William Campbell. Two Eyes by Alistair Rennie. Giles by Lachlan Gray. And Old Maggie by Claire McEwen. The podcast was recorded and engineered by Benjamin Brown at La Chunky Recording Studios. The music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions, and the credits were read by Charlie Ryle. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.